I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If you are a building contractor and interested in helping President Trump build his border wall, well, let's just say your hat better already be in the ring, because yesterday was the last day to officially submit design bids. And some of those designs are, shall we say, interesting. One features a crawl space for wild animals to go through. Another offers a hollow barrier that would store nuclear waste. With me to discuss some of the designs is Pulitzer Prize-winning architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune, Blair Kamen. Blair, thanks for being with us. So just to get something out of the way, you wrote in a tweet this morning that you believe the wall is a waste of time and money, whatever the designs are. Explain why.
This is a project that's going to cost, by conservative estimates, at least $12 billion and could cost up to $38 billion. So a penny spent on the wall, a bad idea, is a penny taken away from America's infrastructure needs, which are vital and critical. Looking at the designs here is, in some ways, a diversion. The real issue here is the idea of the wall itself, not what it's going to look like.
Well, two places where you can see some of the designs are on the Wall Street Journal website and the San Diego Union-Tribune site. They've each got about 15 proposed designs. I've seen a few of them, so have you. Which ones stick out at you?
Lots of them stick out. You can characterize these in many ways. I mean, some of these are what I would call the perfuming the pig border wall designs. In other words, like, for example, there's one that's the solar panel design that would be difficult to climb and would only hurt people when they fell. It's described by its contractors as a sleeping lion design. Another is the animal-friendly design, the one with the four-foot slit at the bottom that would let desert rats pass through. Then there are the fortress designs. There's one from Illinois that is a kind of a ripoff of the Great Wall of China. It has a castellated top. It would have a pedestrian passageway on top of it. Supposedly, it would be a tourist attraction. I'm sure that, you know, the Chinese premier in his discussions with Trump is going to be horrified by this. He'll probably ask for royalties or something.
So you call these perfuming the pig designs because they distract from kind of the intent of the wall, right?
That's right. I mean, the fortress design is quite straightforward. I mean, it says, I am a fortress. The ones with solar panels and the little slit at the bottom for animals, for desert rats to pass through, that's perfuming the pig. I mean, then we have the bad neighbor designs. There's one which is incredible, which has a series of barriers, a chain fence, sensor panels, and then a 100-foot deep trench with nuclear waste at the bottom. And if you make it past the nuclear waste trench, then you have to go across a railroad and a 30-foot high wall.
When I saw the design for the nuclear waste wall, it reminded me of when I was in elementary school and other boys and I would design fortresses and dream of crazy ways to protect them, you know, broken glass or razor wire, pits of snakes or moats of piranhas. This feels like that, and I thought it was a joke.
It's nuts, except it's not a joke. It's quite serious. Then there are the whimsical proposals. There's one that suggest a series of hammocks, 3 million hammocks along the border, 10 million pipe organs, a wall of lighthouses.
Those are kind of the utopian designs, right?
They're just like making fun of the whole enterprise. I mean, there are serious issues here, though. I mean, this wall would extend for 2,000 miles from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. There are widely varying conditions of terrain and urban conditions. There have been questions raised by conservative columnists, say, about the impact that such a project, whatever it looked like, would have on the natural beauty of the Big Bend National Park directly across the border. So,
Texas.
I mean, just by the idea here is they're supposedly going to pick 20 applicants to build the wall. To build a prototype in San Diego this year. But building a prototype in San Diego is in some ways meaningless because the conditions in San Diego, urban conditions, are vastly different from the conditions in Big Bend. But, the designs really are immaterial. The point is that this is a terrible idea.
Blair Kamen, the architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A short list of designs to be considered for the wall project is expected sometime in June.